We proceed. Dr. Lindberg.
Well, this session is about finding the way, which is a wide field, I think. And to organize the discussion, you have to come up with somehow with blocks that you can discuss at a time. Of course, the discussion depends on many things like timescales, the amount of funding we have or expect to have at a certain time, people, how many people are committed to the topic, eventually also results that we find soon or later, other topics in the field, in particle physics or in science in a larger framework, and of course, last but not least, on politics, on society. To organize the discussion, I think one first should talk about physics only, neutrino physics only, that's what we talk here. And within neutrino physics, there's again quite a number of very interesting topics, and here I think we essentially focus on neutrino mass. And even there's four main ways to measure neutrino masses. This is kinematics, experiments like Katrin, which are on the way. Cosmologically, WMAP, there's improvement. I think that's a well-defined program. The next thing is lepton number violation, neutrino loss double beta decay. And here, from my taste, more could happen in some sense, and there seems to be some momentum that's building now, but that's a frontier that should be kept in mind and really follow through. And last but not least, of course, oscillation physics, which we have been talking about most. Now, when you talk about the future of oscillation physics to find a way, again, you have to organize things, and I think it's wise to divide things up in two categories, namely things that are about to, well, or three categories, things that happen are fixed, there's nothing to discuss, you follow through and do these experiments. This is MINOS, CNGS, etc. Then we have projects that are on the horizon where we are asking for funding now or soon. This is especially JHF Superkamikande, or JPARC as it's called now. This is in the States, this new mule of axis proposal that people discuss heavily, that people write documents. And thirdly, there's this new idea of having a reactor experiment. And I consider this triangle as one triangle that needs to be optimized in the following sense. First, we have to find out and get consensus how these things work and if we agree on the potential of these things. Especially this new idea, reactors, there's somehow a discrepancy in the field, what the backgrounds are, if they can be dealt with, etc. It's too important not to discuss this, and we should quickly converge with our view on that, because the optimization of this next generation depends whether or not a reactor can work or not. If it works, then the strategy for JHF and or NUMI is different because you run mostly neutrinos and you can more save the antineutrinos. But at the same time, you should not forget that the strategy would change immediately as soon as there were any evidence for a finite T13. So flexibility in this optimization is an important issue. So summarizing this oscillation, the next step, I think, is very important to get a consensus on the physics issue, what the potential is, what the problems are, to really optimize the kind of projects we are pushing for. Then, aside that, I think there's another category which I would call longer-term strategies. This is about beta beams, neutrino factor, and all these things that we heard about. There's very interesting developments, very encouraging developments, which tell us that there is a long-term future for neutrino oscillation physics. Personally, I think that this means that we should do a lot of R&D, a strong R&D program in all these directions to have in the next generation of decisions the optimal basis of information to make these decisions. This means that we should do things like mice, proton driver, targets, detectors, whether or not liquid argon works and how it works at what time. And these are important questions which will crucially influence what we do in the end when the next decision comes up. And we should not forget, and in fact this reactor idea, that this renaissance in the reactor idea shows us, that once in a while there come ideas or new old ideas emerge again which change this optimization rather quickly. A little more than a year ago, the discussion about JHF and NUMI was a little bit different than it is now, if you believe that is a reactor. So this is this two-category picture. And then the next level, I think there's a completely different discussion where we probably have not enough time to follow through. First of all, how particle physics is rooted in our society, how it changes as a function of time, how the public perceives the importance of fundamental science, how much people are willing to spend money, etc. And the other thing is, I think, equally important is politics. I think we should realize that the Cold War is over, and that fundamental science, especially physics, is playing a less important role in the mind of politicians now. We are more or less getting pushed back to people that do arts or interesting things, but which are less important. It's more nowadays the market shares and applied science that politicians have in mind when they talk about fundamental science. And that's another discussion that we have to think about.
thing.
Thank you. Probably we have to do more work on getting the attention of people.
Sure, I think it's clear. And we can see in the different European countries, at least, all these countries have these outreach activities. People spend a lot of time to give all these kind of seminars, prepare material, with some success. But I think the best outreach is, of course, results. That's where neutrino physics is, I think, good positioned. It's other fields which keep talking about results without producing results, which probably have a harder time. But independent of results, I think there's a change in how we as fundamental scientists are perceived, how important it is to do fundamental science.
Also, unfortunately, the Cold War is over, but war is not over.
Right.
So, unfortunately.